Beis Hashem, today's daf is daf Dalid. We are up to, on Gimel Amud Beis, halfway through the wide lines, which begins Tnan Hasam, first word on the line, is Etzah, about 10 lines into the wide. In order to introduce this coming Gemara, let's just remind ourselves that we discuss that an Eid Echad is Neman Bitoma. If there is Kinoi, which is followed by Eid Echad witnessing Znus, in such a case, a woman would be Asura to her Baal, two Eidim, puts her to death, one Eid, which is quite a Chiddush, it's one of the unique cases where an Eid Echad is believed, an Eid Echad is Neman Bisota. We infer the Eid Ein Ba, if there's no Eid, then in such a case, then she drinks the Mesota. However, if there is one aid, she is going to be there. The aid is going to be Neman. The Gemara on Beis Amud Beis, about 20 lines in, quotes the Tanoim who discuss how many aidim you need for Kinoi and Stira. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua on Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua learns the aid ain't ba, velo bikinoi, ba, velo bistira. The rules of Eid Echad Betumah do not apply to Kinui and Stira. Kinui and Stira need two Eidim. The Gemara over here on Gimel Amud Beis is going to contrast the approach of our sugya of the last two Dapim to a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Ultimately, the Gemara is going to say that the two are not in disagreement. Tanan Hossam, first one on the line is Etzla. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there on Daf Lamed Aleph in a Mishnah. Shahaya bedin. We should have made a kalachomer. Uma edus harishona sheino sartes and olam einim iskayem es bepachos mishnayim. Just like the edus of Stira, Rashi explains. Doesn't make a woman prohibited forever. Yet, you need two edim. Edus achrona. When it comes to the edus that is later on, Eidus of Tuma that took place after Stira, Rashi explains, Dibra Maskel Achrona, Tuma Shi Achara Stira, Tuma which takes place after Stira, so then, Eino Din, Shloiskai Mepachos Mishnaim, certainly should you need two, Talmud Lomar Ve'id Ein Ba, Kol Shi Yeshba, as long as you have one Eid, that's going to be enough. Mishnah, unique for the language of Mishnah, then continues and asks the question, V'kal v'chomer le'edus harishona. Wouldn't then you be able to make a kal v'chomer going back in the other direction? Uma edus ha'achron when it comes to edus of Tumah, she'esate yisolam iskem es beit echad, as we mentioned earlier, edus harishona she'eno sarte yisolam eino din she'iskayim beit echad. Should it certainly work that an eid echad should be able to prohibit when it comes to the stira. Talmud Lomar ki botza ba ervas davar. The parsha over here, when it comes to sota, also emphasizes ki motza ba ervas davar. Let me rephrase. The corollary to parsha sota has ki motza ba ervas davar. In regards to divorce, the Torah says ki kach ishisha uvaala va in parshas kiseitze vahoyu imla simtzachem beinav ki motza ba. It's the corollary because that is the case in where sota, which could possibly end in a result of sota, actually ends in divorce. There, the expression of davar is used. Ula halanu omer al pishnaim edim o al pishosh edim yakim davar. We've mentioned in the past that also, as well in Parshas Kiseitze, in Parshas Shoftim, if I'm not mistaken. Over there, we also have the Parsha of Dovar in regards to Edim. And we learn Xavier Shava. Ma Dovar Amar Lahalan Al Pi Shnaim Edim, Afkan Al Pi Shnaim. So too over here, you need two. So we would have thought that one should be acceptable. Kamash Malan, that no, two is going to be necessary when it comes to the Isur and the Stira, and we would not make a Kal V'Chomer in regards to a Eid Echad to say that an Eid Echad is going to be Neman. The Gemara, after quoting this source from this Mishnah, Lamed Aleph, is going to ask the following question. The Gemara says, Hai Michimotza Ba Eras Davar Nafka? The Mishnah over there says that we learn out Davar Davar Mi Mamon to tell you that you need to Eidim Mi Ba Nafka. We learned out the Eidim Ba that when it comes to the Isur, so then of an Eid Echa Betuma, so then it's one Eid. However, Velo Bekinu, when it comes to Kinu, you need two. Velba, Velo Stira, when it comes to Stira, you need two as well. Ba velo bikinui, ba velo bistira mi boile? Question mark. Answers the Gemara, hachinami kamar. You're right. The Mishnah there, in the process similar to the idea of a chisure mechsura, as Rashi says, two lines from the bottom, umasnisan chisure mechsura vahachi tanile. Really, the Mishnah meant should include this last point as well of ba velo bistira. Hachinami kamar talmalomar ba velo bikinu velo bistira. V'ta ba'alma velo kinu velo stira delo mehemon eid echa minalan. Mishnah on Lamed Aleph then follows up and says, but the idea of an eid echad in a case of where it's not kinu and not stira, from where do we know that an eid echad is not going to believe? And for, be believed. And for this, we quote the pasuk: Nemar mkan ki matza erves davar v'nemar lalon al pishnayim eidim al pishoshem ein yaku davar ma davar amar lalon eidim shnayim af kan eidim shnayim. So ultimately, the Gemara says that we need the eidim ba to tell you that maybe we would summarize in the following way: number one, to encompass the drushos of the last two dapim, the eidim ba tells you that an eid echad would be acceptable after kinui, if it's an eid echa betuma. If we're talking about kinui and stira, so then it's an eid ein ba, velo be kinui, velo be stira, that one cannot use one eid either for kinui, neither for kinui or stirui. An eid echad in general, how do we know that he's not going to be believed in regards to zus? That is the famous gzera shava of davar davar mimamon, and that's what the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph later on is going to be bringing out. But yes, our drasha we had on Beis and Beis is consistent with that Mishnah. It's just a chisure mechsura. It's not the primary agenda, but of that Mishnah, the primary agenda is to talk about Echad without kinu and stira. That's not going to be believed. But it is true that kinu and stira will need to aid him based on ba velo bikinu ba velo bistira. Tosis asks a strong question on this Gemara on the last Tosis on the Yom Dibar Masel Nemar. Tosis asks, the status quo the Gemara had assumed was that you need two Eidim. The Mishnah actually assumed that you need two Eidim. The Mishnah on Lamed Aleph says that you need two Eidim from Davar, Davar. Without that Gzeira Shava, then it would have been open to have required other, a different threshold of Eidim. Asks Tosos, what other threshold is there? Tema lamalig zereshava filu below zereshava mehechi teisulei dushan beeid echon mei sachrona lekal melti kapircha. Asks Tosos, there's no other source in the Torah except for allowing for two eidim. So Tosos asks, what do you need the zereshava for? There is a discussion of Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Chatzknos of Rameir Arik about Tosis's question. This concludes Gimel Amid Beis. Actually, very conveniently, on Gimel Amid Beis, really concludes the first mega topic of our Masechta, and that was Kinui, Stira, and Eid Echad. The Gemara now goes on to a new topic, and that is what exactly is the Shiur of Tuma. Tan Rabban, Ezu Eidus Rishona, Zu Eidus Stira. Eidus Achrona, Zu Eidus Tuma. We've already discussed that there is a Eidus on Stira, there is Eidus of Tuma. Asks the Gemara an important question. Rekama Shir Stira. How long, this is the Gemara quoting from Abraisa, how long is the Shir of Stira that's necessary? When a woman is secluded, how long is it enough for the Eidim to testify to create the phenomenon of Hashkoas Meisota. So the Braisa answers in a manner of creating parallels. Kidei Tuma, the amount of time for a woman to become Tame, which is Kidei Bia, which is the length of intercourse. Of course, that requires greater definition. Kidei Ha'ara'a, the amount of time of the beginning of Bia. Kidei Ha'kafas Deka, which is the amount of time it takes to walk around a date tree. Rabbi Yishmael is the first of actually 9 opinions of the Tanoim about what the length, the duration of the Zman of Tuma, Kidei Bia, Kidei Hara, is. We now have opinion number 2. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Kidei Mezigas HaKadosh. Rabbi Eliezer says the amount of time that wine is mixed. Rashi explains that we're talking about Mezigas HaKos, where you mix water and wine for the right balance. And we're talking about a revius of... Well, I'm Kidei L'Shtoyser. Rabbi Shua says that it's the amount of time to drink that wine. Not the mixing, but actually the drinking. This is going to be the opinion that is recorded, the fourth opinion, the opinion of Ben Azai, and that is the amount of time it takes to roast an egg. That will, of course, be much discussion in the poskim, exactly how to measure it, and so on. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kidei Legomo. Rabbi Akiva says to Moses is bothered by an interesting question that Ben Azai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, yet here we have them inverted. We have Ben Azai before Rabbi Akiva. Of course, we're going to know, B'dichusa, that the Gemara in the Masechta Sota says that the Ikvus of the Mashiach, a Chutz Bayavsky, and the younger ones are going to come before the older ones, but that is not the assumption over here, that there's any case of Chutzpah, Chas V'Chalila, but rather, Ben Azai is mentioned before Rabbi Akiva because that is a natural order of making an egg, as Tosis elaborates in the Ramaschal Ben Azai. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira is going to be the next opinion amongst the Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Omer, Kidei Ligmoach, Shalosh Beitim Zoachazu. The amount of time it takes to actually drink 3 Beitim. So this is, again, to remind us all the shear of Bia, that is going to be the amount of time that a woman, if she's alone, we have to believe that she is suspect and hence will drink the Meisota. The next opinion of Tanaim is Rabbi Elazar ben Yirmiyahu Omer, Kidei Likshar Gardi Nima, the amount of time it takes to tighten a torn rope. Chanya ben Pinchasi Omer, Kidei Shetoshit Yadol Sochpil Itol Kisem, the amount of time it takes for her to put a her hand in her mouth to take out a something that is inside. Plima Omer, Kidei Shetoshit Yadol Sal Itol Kikar, the amount of time it takes to stick her hand into a basket in order to take out a piece of bread. The Gemara finds a source for this last sheet of Plimo. Plimo is the name of a Tana, who's not found that often. He's quoting Kedushan Pei Aleph, who has said that he could be able to say Goer Becha Satan. He was able to defy even the Satan. The Gemara has an interesting story where the Satan begged him to modify his expression. The Gemara says, Afal Bishem Rai Ledover Zecha Ledover. Even though there isn't a proof to Plimo's approach, but there is a zecher to this idea. The Gemara gives a terrible expression of someone who falls into znus based on the pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Vav, ki be'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem, that someone who, God forbid, goes to visit a zona will reach the point of ad kikar lechem, will reach the point of kikar lechem. So the amount of time, what does the pasuk mean? Pasuk means that they'll come to, God forbid, even to beg for lechem. So this idea of using the parallel of lechem to znus is found in the pasuk of Mishnah in Mishlei. V'chol hani lamali, asks the Gemara, and why do we need this entire expression. We had earlier in the Brisa, the Kamashir Stira, what is the amount of time of Stira? Kedei Tuma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Ara, Kedei Akafas Deka. That's all the same thing, saying it over and over and over again. If the Gemara wants to give us right away the Shir time, and that the best way of saying the Shir time is Hakafas Deka, so say the amount of time it takes to walk around the Deka. Why do we repeat it so many times? So the Gemara explains. Tzricha, I need it. The time of Kedei Tuma, if I just say Kedei Tuma, amount of time of Tuma, have me Kedei Tuma Savar Tzusa. Maybe the amount of time it would take for him to convince the woman to be Mezane. Kamash Malan Kedei Bia, only the time of Bia. Mirtish, when we get to the halachas, we'll discuss exactly how we even define this halacha lemaisa bizmanazeh. Continues the Gemara, V'i Tana Kedei Bia, have mina Kedei Gemar Bia. If it would have just said Bia itself, and wouldn't have mentioned Kedei Tumasa, so then I would have thought that it only means the Gemar Bia. That means the Gemar Bia. In other words, that a longer period of time than actually just Hara. Hara is the initial stage of Bia. Kamash Malan Kedei Hara. V'yash meaning Kedei Hara, have mina Kedei Hara V'aretzusa. I would have thought the Hara included with him encouraging her to be Mazanik. Kamash Malan, no, only that small period of time. By the way, the smaller the time we make it, we'll have nafkaminas even for Hilchos Yichud, because we're going to discuss later on that the shir of Hilchos Yichud really comes from the shir Isser Zman of Sota as well. So Kamash Malan Kedei Kuma, V'kama Kedei Hara, Kedei Kafas Dekel. And what is that? That is the amount of time of Hakafas Dekel. The Gemara continues on two lines from the wide and asks that the Tanoim that are mentioned here in the Ebraisa above, some of these nine Tanoim seem to be inconsistent in other Braisas. Urimini, I'll ask you the following question. There's another Braisa, Vinistera, Kama Shir Stira, Lo Shamanu. We weren't sure. It seems like the Tanoim had a lot of question exactly where it is. In other words, what exactly the makar of the Shir Stira is. Kishu Omer Vihi Nitma, Havi Omer Kedei Tuma, Kedei Bia, Kedei Hara, Kedei Chazar Zdekel, the Rebbe Eliezer. Here, Chazar Zdekel is quoted in the name of Rebbe Eliezer, which seems to be very, very similar to the opinion that was quoted in the name of Rebbe Yishmael earlier, as well as the fact that Rebbe Eliezer said that it's Kedei Mezigas Kos. Rabbi Shua Omer Kedei Mezigas Kos. Rabbi Shua here is of the opinion of Kedei Mezigas Kos. Ben Azay Omer Kedei Lushosa. Ben Azay over here is of the opinion the amount of time it takes to drink. Yet Ben Azay was the one who said the amount of time it takes to cook an egg. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kedei Lishos Beisa. Rabbi Akiva in the second braisa says to roast the egg, and earlier Rabbi Akiva had said the amount of time to swallow the egg. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Omer Kedei Lagoma. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira says swallowing over here. Earlier he had said swallowing three eggs. Kasal Kadaita, first we begin to compare the first opinion over here. The first opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that said Kedei Chazaras Dekel. Kasal Kadaita, Hainu Akofas Dekel, Hainu Chazaras Dekel. Originally, when we were analyzing it, says the Gemara, originally we asked it in the following manner. Hakafas Dekel, going around the date tree, and Chazaras Dekel, coming, literally one would say, means coming back from the date tree, is the same thing. Going, coming, what's the difference? And now we ask a question. Hasama Rabbi Yishmael Kedei Hakafas Dekel, Upalig Rabbi Eliezer. Earlier it was Rabbi Yishmael who said Hakafas Dekel, and Rabbi Eliezer disagreed. Hacham Rabbi Eliezer Kedei Chazaras Dekel. Now all of a sudden he agrees with Rabbi Yishmael, question mark. Amar Abaye, Hakafa Beregel, Chazara Beruach. Hakafa refers to big regel, walking, Kama. Chazara, when we talk about Chazara's Dekel, that refers Beruach, to the wind. In other words, what we're talking about is not a human being, according to this Brisa, walking around a Dekel, as we were talking about in the original Brisa. Rather, what we're talking about is the wind blowing the palm branches back and forth, the amount of time for the branches to be blown back and forth. The Gemara wants to clarify a little. All these times are so vague. Bayi Rav Ashi, Chazara Beruach, Keheka da azal lahadar asi. Does chazara beruch mean the amount of time the branch is blown in one direction and returns to where it originally was? Is that what it is? Or does it mean that it blows in a different direction and then it reverberates back, but then it takes a while for it to rest? And the amount of time is until it takes to rest. In other words, a longer period of time. Teku, we learned in the yeshivas when we were little, Tishbi Yataret Kushias Vabayas. El Yoanavi will one day answer these shilas. The Gemara continues to challenge the quotes in the names of the Tanaim from the two brises that seem to contradict each other. Hasam Amar Rabbi Eliezer Kedei Mezigas Kos. Over there we had Rabbi Eliezer saying Kedei Mezigas Kos. That was the first brisa we had. Hacha Kedei Chazar Zdekel. Yet in the second brisa we have the amount of time that the tree will revert back to its original state. So how could it be? Rabbi Eliezer says two different things for the shiur. Answers the Gemara, idivi dichat shiura, who there's one shiur for the time of bia. However, that could be described as either mezigas hakos or chazaras dekel chat shiura. Continues the Gemara to challenge. Hasmam Rabbi Yeshua, the first price we have Rabbi Yeshua say kidei l'shtos, amount of time to drink. Hacham kidei mezigas hakos, and here we say the amount of time to mix the drink. Answers the Gemara, Eima kedei limzog uleshtos. Rabbi Yeshua really holds of both of them, a combination of times, the amount of time to mix the drink and to drink it. Asks the Gemara, Velemi idivi idi chashuru. Why don't we give the same teretz that we had given earlier in regards to Rabbi Eliezer and say that it's one time, as opposed to saying it means each one needs the other, that there's both mezigas and shtiyas hakos? Give the other answer. That's chach yura. Answers the Gemara. Im kein haynu Rabbi Eliezer. Then will come out that ultimately the shiur that he's giving is exactly the shiur that was given for Rabbi Eliezer, and that cannot be, because then we will not have a machlokis tanoim. Continues the Gemara. Hasam amar ben azay kidei litzos beitza. Over there we have ben azay saying in the first brisa the amount of time to roast the egg. Hacham kidei lishtosa. Answers the Gemara, idivi idichad shiurahu, that the time of litzos beis and shiusa is the same amount of time. Answers the Gemara, hasam am Rabbi Akiva kedei legoma hacham kedei litzos beisa. Originally we had Rabbi Akiva saying amount of time to swallow the egg. Here we say the roast. Ema kedei litzos beisa ulegoma. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, according to many achronim, which we'll discuss in detail toward the end of the shiur. And the halacha component, many achronim say that we say halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, and we pass like this opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and that is that the amount of time to do both, roast the egg and to swallow it. Continues the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom, v'leimi idi v'idi chachi uruhu. Why don't we give the answer and say that really it's the same period of time? Im kein hainu ben azai. What will come out then is it's like the teretz of ben azai, similar pattern that we're having in the Gemara, and we can't have that because the Bryce seems to indicate that there are different shiurim, and therefore we conclude that Rabbi Akiva holds kedei litzos beitza ulegama. Continues the Gemara, hasam amar Rabbi, about eight lines from the bottom, hasam amar Yehuda ben Maaser kedei legama shel shebeitzin zu achazu, hacham kedei legama. So is it three eggs or is it one egg to swallow? Answers the Gemara, l'dvar of Rabbi Akiva ka'amar. He is explaining according to Rabbi Akiva. The ka'amar masharim b'tzliu b'gima eimo shir. So here Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira says eimo shir gmiya l'chuda kedei legma shol shebeitzim zo'achazu dahainu tzliu gmiya. That the shir of Rabbi Akiva of tzliya and gmiya, if you want to assess it in shir gmiya l'chuda, that is three beitzim, the swallowing of three beitzim. Continues the Gemara, five lines to the bottom. Okay, the Gemara blows up in your mouth. Kedei shiyish yikshar gardinim, the amount of time it takes for a weaver to tie a string. Boy Ravashi, demerchak od mekarev. Are we talking about loose strings that are very far from each other, torn strings that are very far from each other, or Are they close? Teiku tishvita is kushis v'bayis chenil ben pinchas amikadesh toshit yado tofil lito isay. The amount of time it takes to remove a amount of time it takes to remove a splinter from her teeth. Boy Ravashi, dematiko de la mahadik. Was it something that was deep stuck or not? Teiku plimi omer kadesh toshit yado l'sal lito kikor. He had set the amount of time to stick one's hand in to remove a piece of bread by Ravashi. Ravashi now has a few shilas in regards to the details of this bread. The mahadik o the lo mahadik. Are we talking about a case where the bread is stuck in the basket or it's not? Bechadita o batika. Are we talking about a new basket or an old basket? Bechamima o bekrira. Are we talking about a hot bread or a cold bread? If it's hot, then it takes longer to take out because one has to be careful not to burn one's hand. Bidichti, oh, bidichiti, oh, bidisari. Are we talking about wheat or bran? If we're talking about wheat, so then it's more likely to slip, and therefore it takes longer. If it's bran, then it's rougher and it stays more firmly in the hand. Berechicha, oh, bakusha. Are we talking about something that was made from a thick batter? Rechicha means a thin batter. Akusha is a thick batter. If it is made from a thick batter, so then it is easier to grab. Teiku, tishbi ataris kushi as well. Two lines from the top. On dalin, on mebez, on rav yitzchok, bar rav yoyis, on rav yechon, kol echad v'echad be'atz mashir. Every single one of these tanoim came to the conclusion of the amount of time of bia, the shir bia, through their own experience, and that was where they got so many different times. We are going to discuss the implications of these halachos in Mirtz Hashem at the end of the daf. Ask the marvel, Iko ben Azai, delo nasiv, but isn't there Azai who didn't get married? How can you say that it was something that they themselves had come through their own experience? Ibayisema nasivu parishavi, you could say that ben Azai did get married, but he was Porish from his wife. Ibayisema mirabe shamalei. Or you could say that he heard it from his Rebbe, V'ibayisei Masayda Hashem Rev, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him the secrets. And Aritzchias asked an interesting question, that at the end of the day, Lo Bashamayim Hi. So some discuss, what are the scopes of Lo Bashamayim Hi, the famous Gemara in Bam Metzia, that says that we don't pass him based on Ruach HaKodesh, yet over here, Ben Azai, according to this opinion of the Gemara, was willing to pass him based on Sod Hashem Lee Ray of the Masifta edition has a few interesting approaches to this problem. The interesting answer to that question is Sod Hashem Lee Ray of applies when we're talking about questions of Mitzius, of practical material things, as opposed to Lo Vashamayim Hi, which applies to Divrei Halacha and Divrei Torah. There are other approaches, Ayin Sham. Now we will begin a new Gemara. In the Halachas, we will come back, Beit Hashem, to the Shiur of Isser Stira, which will have important nafkaminos in terms of the Shiur of the Isser of Yichud. But now we begin a new Gemara. Darish Rav Avira, Zimin Amar L'Mishmei D'Rav Yami, Zimin Amar L'Mishmei D'Rav Asi. We are going to come back to the pasuk that the Gemara earlier had used to decry the devastating effects of znus, to the point that Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes a person with poverty, from the pasuk ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem, the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Vav. So now the Gemara quotes other drashos also in regards to this pasuk. Kol ha'al ocha lechem belona tilas yadayim ki ilu ba al isha zona. If someone eats bread without a tilas yadayim, the Gemara in Irvin on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says that there was one of the two takanas of Shlomo HaMelech was netilas yadayim, the other being Irvin. If someone violates that, so then chas v'chalila, it's as if he came onto a zona. Ki ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem. And we understand homiletically, ad kikar lechem, being that there is an equation to something about a kikar lechem with znus. Amar Rava, Rava says, I'm not so convinced Rav Avira's Rasha really fits into the words. Hai ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem, The pasuk says, "Ba'ad isha zona ad kikar lechem." Ba'ad kikar lechem ad isha zona. If the cause and the relation would be that if you violate something in regards to lechem, it's equal to isha zona, so then it would say be'ad kikar lechem. Rashi points out that the critical part over here is the letter beis, and that is be'ad, because in regards to a kikar lechem is like an isha zona. Less so the order of the pasuk, more the be'ad, that the pasuk is written because of the isha zona reached the point of kikar lechem. And if the subject would be telling us in regards to kikar lechem, well, we equate the kikar lechem to the isha zona, then the word ad would not be without the beis, but would be be'ad. Be'ad kikar lechem ad isha zona mi boile. El amar Rava, rather Rava said, we don't darshan the pasuk this way, comes back to the original drasha that we had earlier on the previous daf. El amar Rava, kol abal isha zona l'sof mevakesh kikar lechem. Chas v'chalila, someone who violates that will come lidei kikar lechem. In other words, that they will reach the point, chas v'chalila, of poverty. Amar Zvik, amar Rabbi Eliezer, kol mezalzel metilas yadayim nekar min ha'olam. Someone who is mezalzel on metilas yadayim, Rabbi Lozer says, in the name of Rabbi Zrika, that they will chas v'chalila be uprooted from the world. That seems to be quite a severe punishment. Rashi explains that the reason for such a severe punishment, the over al divrei chachamim, chayiv misa, dechsiv uparitz gede yishchenu nachash. Chazal elaborate in the Gemara in Brachos that somebody who violates divrei chachamim, so they are cursed that they should be bit by a snake. And of course, the bite of a snake could be deadly. So this is also considered divrei chachamim. On Erev in Chaf Aleph on the base, there are a lot of beautiful elaborations of the significance of netilas yadayim as a divrei chachamim, and the onish therefore seems to be so severe. The fabric of the halachic system is dependent on lishmo al divrei chachamim, hence such a severe onish. Tosis and Dibra Maschil Nekar Mina Olam will go through that Tosis. Tosis quote has the re asking on Rashi. He says, if Rashi says this is just based on violating Divrei Chachamim, so then the expression should not be kol mezalzel benetilas yadayim nekar min olam, but it should be kol mezalzel bedivrei chachamim nekar min olam. Why does the Gemara choose netilas yadayim? It sounds like this is a particular onesh in regards to netilas yadayim. Tosas asks another question, that it seems that the punishment of netilas yadayim in the Gemara in Shabbos and Sayyid Gimel on Samach Beis on Beis seems to be poverty and not the Misa. So why is it that over here we seem to be say that it is Misa? Third question that Tosis asks is that Gemara in Erevin, Achaf Aleph on the Beis, describes Rabbi Akiva's Mesiras Nefesh for Netilas Yadayim even when he was in prison. And Rabbi Akiva said it because if I would not have that, so then I would be Chayiv Misa. So now we've got the Gemara in Erevin that seems to say that the onish for Netilas Yadayim is going to be Misa. Our Gemara that seems it's Misa. On the other hand, the Gemara in Shabbos of Samachesam Abeis says that it's Misa, as well as the phenomenon of Kol HaMezalzel specifically in regards to Netilas Yadayim. So how do we fit together all those Gemaras? Tosa abandons Rashi's Pshat, and Tosa says that over here, there's something specific in regards to Netilas Yadayim, that the Lashon HaMezalzel refers to someone who consistently denigrates the mitzvah. Someone consistently denigrates the mitzvah, so then in such a case, then the onesh is going to be poverty, as the Gemara describes in Shabbos, Samach Beis, Amud Beis. And that onesh, poverty, Tosa says, is even more severe, God forbid, than death. Hence, when we say kol mezalzel tilas yadayim nekar min ha'olam, it doesn't mean, as Rashi has said, poritz gede yishchenu nachash, but rather what it means is he'll be punished with poverty. could very well be that what Tosfos is driving at is that Rabbi Akiva, who would only have been Mezalzel once in the Beis HaAsurim, of course, otherwise, aside from being in prison, he wasn't Mezalzel, so therefore, that's why he's worried about the Onesh of Misa. Tosfos therefore points out, then other places, Nekar Min HaOlam does not refer to someone who is consistently being Mezalzel. Someone consistently being Mezalzel, there the Nekar Min HaOlam would be poverty. However, if someone does other things, like for example, the Gemara Nidorim on Samach Beis HaMinhal says, Ko HaMishamish B'Kisra Shel Torah Nekar Min HaOlam, so that individual over there, even if he does it once, so then he will, God forbid, be punished with either a strange death or a sudden death, and that would be the punishment of Nekar Min HaOlam in that case. So Tosfos says there are two expressions of Nekar Min HaOlam, someone who is truly Mezalzel, so then in such a case, which means, according to Tosfos, consistently denigrates, so then he would be punished with poverty. Someone who is not consistently Mezalzel, but violates one of the rules of Nekar Min HaOlam, like, for example, someone who uses Torah for his own purposes, then, God forbid, he could be punished with Misa Chatufa or Mishuna. Maral explains the significance of Netilas Yadayim to the point, however one defines the words Nekar Min HaOlam, clearly Netilas Yadayim is somehow something very big and related to the essence of a person in this world. Maral explains that the hands represent the haskalah of the person. We're going to see in a moment that when one washes for a halachic reason, one raises one's hands up, but one's hands even come up before one's head. Maral also points out that when the Kohen does avoda, v'rachatsu yideim v'raglayim, they wash from the top to the bottom. And the hands represent the initial part of a person, as well as the Maharal, they represent the asiyas ha'adam, the actions of a person. So therefore, they are the beginning part of a person. We know that the maisim are the chitzonius expression of the person. There's a pnimius of a person. The beginning part of a person, the haschala, represents the gaim. And if the haschala of a person, if his maisim, his outward actions, are not clean, says the Maharal, from mirma, from trickery and gezel, that his maisim are straight, and it has tahara, it's clean, so then in such a case, he's going to be an individual that is fulfilling his task in the world. God forbid the opposite, so then he's nekar min olam, he's undermining himself from the olam ha'asiyah. I will never forget it, as a child, watching Yamshin of a Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, in New York, washing netilas yadayim, and that was a tremendous avoda. And what he was teaching us was that the Netilas Yadayim is symbolic of something greater, something bigger than simply just its halachos. It's not just simply a matir for achila or tefillah. Mirtzeh Hashem, we will discuss some of these halachos down the line as well. Gemara now continues with some basic halachos in regards to Netilas Yadayim. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Mayim Rishonim, Tzarech Shiyagbi Odov Lemala. A person needs to raise his hand when he washes Netilas Yadayim. The Gemara shortly is going to explain why that is so. In fact, in my family, we have the custom to say the Pasuk, Su'u Yadeichem Kodesh. We raise up the hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which fits in with the idea that I mentioned from the Maharal. Either way, that is the halacha. Mayim Achronim, so Shiyashpil Yadav Lamata. Mayim Achronim is the opposite. He's supposed to put his hands downward and not supposed to raise his hand up. Let's go and continue on and see why that is so. Tanya nami hoche not the yodot tzach shegbi a yodav lemala. Shema yetsu amayim chutz laperek v'yachzru v'yitamu es hayadayim. We are afraid that the water is going to go below the joint of the hand and going to return to the hand itself and be metami the hand. If the hands are raised down, so if a little bit of water had gone past the wrist and then goes back onto the hand itself, it will make the hand tame. There is a very important Rashi that delineates the exact chash specifically, and we will do the Rashi inside. Says Rashi, we know that we wash each hand twice. Why is that we wash each hand twice? And this will also explain why we have to raise our hands up. Harishon mitarne seyadayim, the first washing makes the water tar. V'hashniyim, and the second watering of the hand, mitarne samayim atov chenal yadav. If we would just wash the hand once, we would have the following problem, and that is the water that hits the hand is now tameh. So the second watering is to wash off the first. Nitu b'tchilas mayim yadayim utnan hasam, and we heard in that Mishnah in Taharos, in Seder Taharos in Yadayim, hayadayim metameh umetaros ad aperek, that we know that the hand is metameh until the wrist. Klomar min aperek to gozmeral an lios shnios, there was a gzera that Chazal had that the hands will become what's called sheni l'tumah. Upostos is a truma, and a sheni l'tumah is something that apostles the truma. Umetaros b'netil ad aperek, she'ad aperek tzarech netil, and you need to wash until the wrist. Notol etz rishonim, v'es ha'shnim ad aperek, v'chazu liyah tohorim, sheritir ha'shnayim etz rishonim. So any water that is on the hand from the wrist after the second tahara is going to be fine. And the reason for that is because the second tahara cleaned off already the first one. However, if a person washed water past the wrist, and there's water now that's on the arm, then the water that comes up until on the hand from below the wrist is going to make the hand Tame. Klomar explains Rashi Yotzer Rishonim Chutz Laperek V'Hashnim Lo Hikbid Litol Ad Mokum Shiyotzer Rishonim El Ad Aperek Mishpatam. The only takana is to wash the second washing until the wrist. So then the water that's gone past the wrist might very well be water, is water that's Tame. Chaz Rishon Liat Tmeya, then it's going to be Metame in the hand. Shari Nitmu Tchila Machos Ha'idayim V'Hashnim Lo Tiru Es Ha'yotzim. And therefore the second water, which comes to be Metaher, will not have been mitar. Hilchach tzarech sheyagbia Rashi etzbosu lemaila. So that's the reason, explains Rashi, we raise our hand up. Sheyagbia Rashi etzbosu lemaila shem yetsu mayim rishon v'yachsu yitamu eseidayim. If it's being raised up, then the water is never going to return to the hand. The first water, which had come subsequently tummy, is not going to return to the hand. Hence, we are not going to have any problem. However, when it comes to someone who puts his hand down, so then any water that had gone past the wrist will have come back to the hand, and we don't know that that water has been purified by the second wash, and since we don't know that, that will make the water, the hand, tameh again. However, when it comes to mayim achronim, it's the exact opposite. When it comes to mayim achronim, so then there the chshash is melach sedomis, in other words, salt that had gathered on the hand, and therefore one should lower the hand to make sure that the melach sedomis falls away. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Avo, kol echel pas below nigu v'yadayim kilu ochel lechem tamei. Shenem aviyomar Hashem kocha yochlu bnei Yisrael eslachmam tamei. This pasuk in Yechezkel is referring to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told Yechezkel to make a disgusting lechem of seorim to indicate, God forbid, what is going to happen in the galus. So here we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu considers, you put the comma of the pasuk kocha yochlas v'nei tzom slachmam tameh, if you put the comma over there, so then it's a homiletic approach to the pasuk, so then the pasuk is telling us that Kadosh Baruch Hu considers that someone who eats in such a manner is considered tameh. Eating with wet hands is also considered something that's disgusting. The Gemara had already quoted a pasuk, ki ba'ad ad isha zon ad ikar lechem in Mishlei Vav. The pasuk concludes, ve'eshes ish nefesh yikara tatsud. And an eshes ish, a woman who is not scrupulous, she could end up ensnaring a good person. That's the literal translation of the pasuk. The Gemara now wants to discuss the meaning of the end of that pasuk. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, kol adam sheyesh bo gatzus ruach lebesof nichshol beishes ish. This is a very powerful point in Maseches Sota, and that is haughtiness, gaiva, could cause a person to ultimately fall into the aver of eishes ish. Nemar veishes ish nefesh yikara tatsud. An eishes ish will capture a nefesh yikara. Now, what is a nefesh yikara? Here, the Gemara introduces a homiletic approach to nefesh yikara. Amar Rava, hai nefesh yikara, nefesh gevoa mi boile. Nefesh Yikara should be understood, according to this, as saying Nefesh. You're going to say that Nefesh Yikara means a Baal Gaiva, so that should say Nefesh Gaval. But oh, Hatatsud, he Tatsud me Baile. It shouldn't say that he's Tatsud, but rather he, that she traps. Elama Rava, Rava explained, no, the drasha is a little bit different than what we had said before. Kol HaBalei Shesish, Afilu Limei Torah, Afilu Lama Torah, even someone who learns Torah, he still will not be saved, Chas V'Chalila, if he falls into the Avera of Eish Shesish. And he's referred to as a Yikara, a Nefesh Yikara. V'chsiv Be Yikara, he, Mipninim Mikoyin Gadol, Shenichnes L'Fayim Ufnim, that he is dear, someone who learns Torah, so that person is dearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk in Mishlei Gimel says, Yikara him epninim, v'chol chavasecha lo yishvuvat, and that Chazal understand is a reference to Torah. He's more dear than the deer. Who is the dearest of the deer? Mikoyin Gadol Shenichnes L'Fnayu L'Fnim, Yikara him epninim, more dear than the one who comes inside. He titzidanu l'dinu v'shal gehenim, chas v'chalila, he's nichshal neishas ish, he will be ensnared. An important and fascinating halacha that emerges from our daf, particularly from Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Tanaim were searching and searching and searching for the exact time of the Shiur Tuma, where there were different opinions. So ultimately, in La Halacha, we choose one of them. In Simin Kufayin Ches Siv Dal, the Shiur of Tuma is codified in Shulchan Aruch, and this Shiur is going to be also important, Halacha Lamaisa, for the time that constitutes the Zman of an Iser Yichud, because after all, Yichud is a Chshash of Znus. So if it would be less than that amount of time, then in such a case, there would not be an Iser Yichud. If it's for sure in the status quo, that a person will, those two people will not be alone for that period of time. In Kufa and Ches Dalet, it's codified case that he has Tira Shenestra Bifnei Edim, in most of the Shekin Vishasa Ketuma, Shehi, Kedei Letzalos Beitza Ulegama. It's the amount of time to roast the egg and to swallow it. What exactly is that amount of time? So here there are varied shitas. Ramesha Feinstein, in Chelek Dalet of Evena Ezer Simin Samach, hey, at the last piece, in Oth Chav Beis, Ramesha Feinstein discusses the scope of this time. I use the word scope because it could very well be that not only is it the amount of time to roast an egg and to drink it, but Ramesha also points out that there are two other reasons to extend that period of time as well. Number one, Tosfos on Dalet Amud Aleph, in Dibur HaMaskil Kama Shir Sira, had pointed out that the Yerushalmi says it also has to be included the amount of time to Chas V'Chalila to take off their clothes. Therefore, it's not only the time of Hara itself, but also the time prior to that. Ramesha also points out that Rashi, in Dibur HaMaskil Kamash Malon and Dalet Amud Aleph, said that the reason why we don't take into account, as the Gemara had in Ahava Mina, the amount of time that it would take for them to convince each other to be Mezaneh, is because they had already known each other from before. There was even kinui with the couple beforehand. However, in a case of the couple that doesn't know each other at all beforehand, so that amount of time has to be taken into account as well. Therefore, Rav Meisha concludes, and this is a very important halacha l'maisa application of this, in regards to elevators, Rav Meisha says, where there is a long time in the elevator. Remember, Ramesha is writing this close to 50 years ago. He says, in his language, Vada Yosem Mikona Sia Ruka Dika Malit After Meshach Chafei Komot. Even if we're talking about an elevator ride that takes 25 floors, that traverses 25 floors, it still, Ramesha says, would be less than this. Than this shear. He says, if, however, they know each other, then the shear would be less, and it could be that in such a case, it would be usher. Many poskim do not accept Rav Meisha's position. In the Sefer Torah HaYichud, put out by the Otzer HaPoskim in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Dalet, they quote that Rav Meisha then, because he's taking into account the amount of time that it takes for people who not know each do not know each other, versus people who do know each other, then he's making the halacha talui in different shiurim, nasata dvarecha l'shiurim, and that is hard to accept. First of all, it's hard to find a formal number, and also it's unclear that we have this hagdar from Poskim earlier. In terms of the Yerushalmi, so that Yerushalmi also, many Poskim don't take into account that Yerushalmi. In fact, if we look in our Shulchan Aruch, on our Masechet, that phenomenon of the amount of time for them to take off the clothes is not taken into account. Hence, it could very well be the Shiur is a lot lower than Rav Moshe's slow elevators for 25 floors. What exactly is the time? So, quoting the name of Rav Yoshe Shlita is a minute and a half that Rav Yoshe says we do go with the shear of the amount of time it takes to roast an egg and to swallow it. The Sefer Dvar Halacha overall is a fantastic Sefer in Hilchos Yichud, for some reason comes to a very stringent position that says 35 seconds is the amount of time of the shear bia. And anything more than that would be an Isser Yichud. Hence, some elevators that are going quite a distance, according to him, would qualify already for an Isser Yichud. The Sefer Torah HaYichud says that Rav Yashiv did not accept this. And Rav Yashiv says, no, we go with the shiur of the time of our Mara, and that is the amount of time to roast egg and to swallow it, and that would definitely be no less than a minute and a half. The Dvar Halacha came to 35 seconds based on certain sources in the Achronim in regards to the Shiur Bia, so that the response to the Dvar Halacha is, but that's not the Shiur that the Gemara gave. The Shiur in our Gemara was the Shiur of Tzlos Beisa Ulagama, and that is no less, Rav Yashiv said, than a minute and a half, and therefore that is the most stringent position that one needs to follow in terms of Shir Yichud. A fascinating, lenient position is the Shita of the Minchas Yitzchok, which is rejected out of hand in the Sefer Torah HaYichud, which tries to go through a Cheshbon based on the Chsam Sofer and Chelek Dalmud Simin Tzadi Dalid of the Shir of eating eggs that we know is part of the Halacha of Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, and he comes to the conclusion of 5 minutes, but most poskim say that it would be less than that. What needs to be added, a very, very important point, which Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal emphasized in his both in his Shalos Teshuvos and Minchas Shlomo, as well as in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, in the back where they have letters from Rav Shlomo Zalman, is that all of this discussion of the Shir Yichud is only in regards to a case where we know that, as we mentioned before, the status quo will not allow for them to be alone together. What happens if the couple says, we're only going to go into the room for 10 seconds to discuss the topic because we don't want anybody here? Isser Gomor, in such a case, that would be an Isser of Yichud. And of course, as the Maharal Diskin points out, in his tshuvas, that we don't have the heter of pachos mikashir yichud brought down in the poskim because a couple on their own cannot decide. If there is a status quo, they would be alone, so then, and in a context that would qualify as yichud, that there isn't pesach and so on, so then in such a case, there would be the isur, possibly the isur d'oraisa of Yichud. However, Shlomo Zalman says, if we're talking about an elevator, so then in such a case, the elevator, which for sure is going to open, let's take Rav Yashiv's Hagdara of a minute and a half, if it will open within a minute and a half, so then in such a case, it would not constitute the Isser of Yichud. In speaking with Rav Nevensal Shlita, there is a psak that is quoted in a sefer called Bina Vedas, in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, which seems to also be, it seems to be that in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, they also drive at this. In fact, that's the Sefer Bina Vedas' source for Rav Shlomo Zalman. As saying that Rav Shlomo Zalman said that this heter of the elevator that he had given was not given in the case of a parutz. We know that the Halacha sometimes in Hilchos Yichud differentiates between prutzim and non-prutzim. For example, the heter of two men to be alone with a woman does not apply in regards to prutzim. So they report as saying that anybody might qualify as a parus. They seem to go, one could debate this for sure in regards to a chiloni or a gentile. All of a sudden, Reb Shlomo Zalman said that you have to be choshesh, that they're going to stop the elevator, and therefore we don't have that heter of time for a minute and a half. It did not seem that way from Rav Shlomo Zalman's writings, and I asked Rav Nevenzel Shlita if he ever heard of such a position. He said he was unaware of that. Rather, all he was aware of was Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach in terms of that there isn't going to be a problem if the elevator is going to retain its status quo position for less than a minute and a half. Second halacha for today is about Netilas Yadayim, that we learned on Dalet Amud Beis that you have to raise your hand up, lest that the water which fell below the wrist fall back on the hand and be metameh the yad. How do we paskin in this question? So first of all, the pshat that we are given from Rashi is a machlokis with the Rashba. The Rashba has a more lenient position. The Rashba says that our Gemara is only worried in a case in where a person washed up until his knuckles, and then the water went past his knuckles and went back to be metame his fingers. However, if he washes according to the up until the wrist, there's no problem. These two positions are brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuv Samach Beis in Seif Aleph that says that you have to raise your hands up, says the first opinion in the Mechaber, V'hainu k'sheinu notel kol hayad ad mochem chibur hayadim ezroa. Adam not ad sham ein sarach liya yadav. The first opinion is like the Rashba that says that if you wash until the wrist, it's not going to be a problem. Hence, today, when a person washes until the wrist, there is no need to raise one's hands. However, the Ramah says v'yesh cholkim azeh. The Ramah's second opinion goes like the opinion of Rashi that says that even if you wash until the wrist, if the water goes past the wrist and back onto the hand, so then as well, that would be a problem. In contrast to the first opinion of the Rashba, that's not worried about. The Ramah going with the way we had read the Gemara, and clearly in Ashkenaz, at least one that is definitely choshesh. Does one have to therefore raise one's hands all the time? There is, however, a way out that does not require one raising one's hand all the way up. Continues the Mechaber in Kuf Samach Beis Aleph. V'chein shafach al shtei yodav revias b'pamachas. If a person washes with a full revius, so then in such a case, on either hand, as is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Tes of that simon, in such a case, one does not even need to raise the hands. And the reason for that is because water that is a full revius, Chazal said in such a case, is not mitame, and therefore, says the Mechaber at the end of Sif Tes, v'im shofech revius mayim kachas al yodo, and this is the concluding psak of the Mishnah Brura over there in Kuf Samach Beis, Seif Aleph, in Sif Katan Tez Zayin. Rama records another suggestion that reverts the chash of Chazal of the water going down and then coming back and being metame the hand, and that is in Sif Aleph in Kuf Samach Zayin, Kuf Samach Beis. He says, "V'hu adini mashpila metchila sanatila atzof." If you keep the hands low the entire time from the beginning until end, bent downward, then there isn't a fear that it's going to go past the wrist. However, the Mishnah Berurah is not so excited about this, and the best answer would be to be notel if one can with a revius. If one does not have a revius, so then in such a case, one should be careful lahagbia yadav. How should one be noeg la'alacha? Here the Aruch HaShulchan himself, who's known to be a rational sefer, quotes Sifrei Kabbalah, and who suggests that since, he doesn't quote Sifrei Kabbalah, but he mentions that since Chazal themselves said that you should be magbia yadav, we discussed in the Gemara Shir, the Maharal, who pointed out the significance of raising one's hands, so therefore, one should do it lechatchila. Why not at the end of the day that this is the way that the Chazal had introduced this idea? Even though there would not be a chashash tumah if a person used a revius of water. Finally, we learned in regards to the Mayim Achronim that the hand should be down because of Mel Sodomis. My Rebbe Shlita Rav Nevenzal says that in Eretz Yisrael, Mayim Achronim because of Mel Sodomis reverts to a chova because it exists, the chashash mel sodomis exists in Eretz Yisrael. We are zochet to have the Yam HaMelach.